With me on the line at the moment, we have Jessie Carley, and Jessie is a curator from the Little Museum of Dublin. You're very welcome to the Arts Programme this evening, Jessie.
Thank you, Imerita. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us on a very sunny evening. So I have to say it's one of my favourite museums in Dublin. I absolutely love it because I just think it's full of so many interesting stories about what actually makes Dublin such a great city. And I've been there quite a few times myself. So I was on the website the other day, and I suppose the thing that kind of caught my attention, which I thought would be a lovely thing to do at the moment, is the Green Mile. That's one of the things you have going on at the moment. And then I suppose the other thing is the history of the Irish pub.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Green Mile is a tour we offer on Saturdays and Sundays. It starts at 11 o'clock. So you purchase a ticket for the 10 o'clock or the 11 o'clock tour. And before or after your tour, you get a tour of St. Stephen's Green, the history of it, what it means to Dublin. And that tour is given by Donal Fallon, the historian behind the website Come Here to Me, which you might be familiar with.
And can you give us a sample of any of the, you know, the snippets of the stories that like people could expect to hear along the walk?
Well, one of my favourite stories is about how the park ended up in public hands at all. You see, because originally it was a private park, and the only people who had access to it were the people who lived in the Georgian houses around the St. Stephen's Green. And they used to have keys themselves that you would rent these keys. We have an example in the museum that we see at the start of the tour. You would buy that and you'd go into the green, and then you would largely have it to yourself unless someone else had it at the same time. But a gift was made of it by Dublin Corporation, and the landscaping was paid for by Lord Ardilaun, Baron Guinness of the Guinness family, and he paid for the landscaping to make it a public park. And that's why there's a statue of Arthur Guinness, Lord Ardilaun Guinness, just inside the park itself.
Okay, and when was that? How long has it been a public park?
It's been a public park since the 19th century, since around 18.
Quite a while anyway.
A long time, so yeah, we're coming up.
Very good. Brilliant. And then the other event that's going on at the moment, or the other exhibition, is the history of the Irish pub. So can you tell us a little bit about why is that happening now, or what's the significance of that?
It's a little history of the Dublin pub, and the idea behind it is this year, in 2017, that's the current year, is the 200th anniversary of the Licensed Vintners Association. The Licensed Vintners Association was founded in 1817 to represent pubs and publicans and their best interest. And kind of what transformed the Dublin pub from being a kind of, originally would have existed in either people's front rooms or parlours. It would have just been very like basic structures where you could purchase a drink.
Okay.
Into the kind of more traditional, classic Victorian pubs we would associate with pubs today. And the kind of features you would expect to see in a pub, things like lots of carved wood, polished brass, mosaic tiling, stained glass. The exhibition on the anniversary thought was a great excuse to kind of look into the mythology of pubs, kind of, but look past it as well. Because, you know, it's such an everyday part of Dublin life and Irish life. But sometimes we don't even think about, why is this the way it is? Why is there a snug? Why is there... why is a certain kind of drinks behind the bar and not others? Why pubs exist in the form they do? Why do they have, say, someone's name above the door instead of a name like, you know?
I think the thing that people forget is that the pub was kind of, it's much more of a social institution than people give it credit for.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It really started out, one of the kind of, we have a various threads running through the exhibition, but one of the most important ones is just how in Dublin in particular, because of in the 18th and 19th and 20th century, just housing was a constant crisis and the kind of thing we're still experiencing today.
Mm-hmm.
But back in these times, the people didn't have a space that wasn't the space to live in, you know? Their homes would simply be bedrooms or kitchens where they could, you know, and they'd usually be sharing those with their entire families, if not multiple other families. So the pub existed as a space to entertain, to meet your friends, the kind of a third space that was otherwise absent from the average Dublin person's life.
Like a living room maybe that they didn't have in their home.
Just that they didn't have room for, absolutely, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Okay, the other exhibition then that's going on, which kind of caught my eye, is the Alfie Byrne collection.
Yes.
And we've got the Alfie Byrne Road very close to us here on the north
yes,
side.
Yes, indeed. So. Alfie Byrne is very close to the heart of the Little Museum of Dublin. We kind of adopted him as more than our mascot. He's kind of our guiding principle, is kind of the kind of story that Alfie Byrne represents. For anyone who's not in the know about Alfie Byrne, he was the Lord Mayor of Dublin 10 times, which is a record.
Yeah.
And that was between the 1930s and the 1950s. And he was just one of Dublin's great figures. He was a great champion of the poor and the kind of the less well-off in Irish society. And he kind of was a very early example of kind of amazing political branding.
Yeah.
He used to attend multiple functions every night, usually long enough for a single dance,
mm-hmm.
A small drink of sherry, and shake the hand of everyone in the room. He used to give out sweets and coins to children on the streets of Dublin, and he was just very well known, wearing his kind of frock coat, top hat, and of course the Lord Mayor's chain. He was a much larger than life figure.
Was that his nickname? Was it Shake the Hand, or was that that?
The Shaking Hand of Dublin was one of his many nicknames. He was very well regarded. Around, he was the only man to be elected to the British Parliament, and then the first doll, and then the doll that eventually came into existence after the War of Independence. So he's certainly an interesting character. We're very lucky to get a lot of his documentation. His family was very grateful to the family for donating a lot of documentation and scrapbooks full of newspaper clippings about his various exploits. So it really is a fascinating collection of things about a man who's really forgotten, for a man who was so well regarded in his own lifetime.
Yeah, a gifted politician by the sounds of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the other collection, I think it's probably over now, but the one that I really enjoyed was the Santa Rita collection. And that it's such an eclectic mix of artists. It was fantastic. I don't know if that's coming back or if that's kind of finished.
Our Santa Rita concert series has finished, unfortunately, for this year. But yes, we will very much be hoping to have it back in the new season. It'll be starting in September. We do a lot of various things throughout the museum throughout the year. We have lecture series, concerts, talks. So there's always something going on.
Yeah.
So it's always worth checking out the Little Museum. We always have something new to see.
Brilliant. So what's the best contact information that our listeners can maybe find out more information? The website, or is it?
The best place to go is our website, just littlemuseum.ie. And you can find out everything there, from tickets, opening hours, upcoming events of various kinds. So that's the best place to go. And I'd like to just rattle off quickly. We're open every day of the week from 9:30 to 5:00, except on Thursdays we're actually open late till 8:00.
Fantastic.
And we have tours running throughout the day. So it's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, and I suppose for any families out there listening who are maybe looking for things to do with kind of kids over the summertime, it's a great place to bring them in and just kind of, teach them a little bit about Dublin City itself.
Absolutely. No, it's a great, there's a lot of stuff when I first came here that I didn't know, and I've been in Dublin my whole life. So it really is a great grounding in the history of Dublin.
It's fantastic. All right, Jesse, thanks a million for your time this evening, and thank you so much for talking to us. So I'll give out those details again towards the end of the programme and just give our listeners a reminder of the things that are going on. But thank you so much for joining us this evening, and the very best of luck with all of the exhibitions over the summertime.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, lovely. Thanks, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.